Welcome to the program, 639. And as promised, we have opened up the listener email bag, and we're going to answer any and all of your very, very important questions at this time for you.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail indeed. We've got email from you.
Answer your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
All right, jumping right in, the first letter comes to us from Jimmy. Jimmy writes to us, he says, "Gentlemen, my girlfriend always says that she's an animal rights activist, and she acts like it, too. She'll
run.
Do...
Just, no.
All right, next letter. She says she'll do anything for animals. She's a vegetarian. She doesn't wear fur. She doesn't wear leather. I'm sure you know the type. Recently, however, she had a mice infestation problem in her apartment.
She's not a mice lover,
And she allowed the exterminator to use glue traps around the place. He said, I found it to be appalling and inhumane. Is she a phony?
What's a glue trap?
You've never seen a glue trap?
I've not.
It's not the kind of trap where you put the cheese and it snaps on the mice.
Yeah.
The mouse gets stuck to it, can't move, and kind of starves to death.
Yeah, and just sits there and dies.
I thought maybe you could... then take them and release them outside somewhere.
No, you could release it outside and it would make great... it's like putting out a buffet for other animals.
Well, so, at least that would be the circle of life then.
It is a bit of an inhumane way to do it, but it's a mouse. I mean, it's mice. I don't have any sympathy for them.
You know, at an old house that I used to live in, I built my model trains in this dirt basement that was kind of dirty.
Mm.
And I'm working there and a mouse was crawling right next to me while I'm on the floor wiring up the model trains. So huge numbers of old-fashioned mouse traps were set in the basement.
Any success?
Every once in a while, we'd just be watching TV upstairs and you'd hear...
Snap!
Right?
Yeah.
Is it a mouse?
Got another one.
A mouse or a rat?
Nah, a mouse. Mouse.
Yeah, and him being from New York, he knows the difference.
Uh-huh.
There may have been rats down there, too.
Well...
But, yes, we'd be watching, you know, Eight is Enough. And the angel of death would come downstairs and dispatch another mouse.
Jimmy, you know, it sounds, to be perfectly honest with you, it sounds like she might be one of these animal rights activists that actually have a bit of common sense. Sure, be protective of all the cute and cuddly creatures and wipe out the ones that are an annoyance.
You know, it'd be hard
roaches,
to have a relationship with someone.
Bugs.
She's a wonderful girl. Everything's great, but she's really an animal. And every time we go to the restaurant and I order steak, she shoots me a dirty look. That's not going to be a good relationship.
That would be a deal breaker.
Yeah,
that wouldn't happen.
Oh, you're not going to wear leather, are you?
Yes. Yes, I am. And I ate the steak of where this leather came from yesterday.
So she would have to realize that her morals and her values are for her only.
Yeah. Not,
and a lot of people don't stop there.
Yep. All right. Next letter comes to us from Rachel. Rachel is 30 years old. She said, I brought my best friend to an office happy hour a few weeks ago, and it was kind of a Halloween thing.
Okay.
She says that she and my boss, apparently this is her friend, it was a female, she and my boss really hit it off.
Uh-oh.
The other day, he called and asked her out on a date.
Uh-oh.
My friend said she won't go out with him if it'll make me uncomfortable, but I can tell she really wants to. To be honest, it does make me uncomfortable. What if it doesn't go well, or if he finds out personal things about me? Ah, there it is. That's the key right there. Won't I get caught in the middle? From Rachel.
Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to have a job performance review while your boss is horizontal with your girlfriend. This is disastrous.
No. I can see where you would maybe not want your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, go out with your best friend, but your boss, the controlling who you know goes out with your best friend because it's your boss, I don't see this as a huge problem.
Yeah, first of all, Rachel, you have no say-so in who your friend or your boss dates.
This is still a huge problem. But how many times do friends vent about their boss to,
yes,
to other friends?
That's precisely right. If it gets serious, then you know that your best friend is going to say, well, you know, Rachel the other night told me blah, 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 blah.
Well, then she's not your best friend if she's doing that.
She's making
she's
inroads.
She's a new best friend.
Yeah, exactly. She's getting a new best friend that will give her jewelry. I think the key here is when she said...
these are big city problems. We don't have to deal with those problems.
She finds out, what if my boss finds out personal things about me? That's what it's all about. Rachel, you don't care about your friend. You don't care about your boss. You just care about you.
No, but play this out further. Imagine the relationship goes really well.
Yeah.
Rachel's best friend and the boss get engaged.
Yeah.
Or get married.
Yeah.
Does the friendship have much of a future if your best friend is now... the spouse of your boss? No, this gets really complicated.
It does get complicated
really fast.
Because how socially friendly can you be with your best friend and your boss? There's got to be that division.
Yeah.
In other words, there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
But I understand your pain.
Yeah.
I understand your pain. Fred writes to us. He says, I don't have a specific doctor. Would you guys be... Oh, no, never mind.
He says, yes, we have a doctor that's going to do the special exam to us.
Absolutely. I don't have a specific doctor, so I just see whoever accepts my insurance. I just made an appointment for a routine physical and found out that I will be with a female doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I know women doctors are just as good as men. All right, way to go, Fred. Acknowledge that you're sexist. But the idea makes me nervous. What happens when the whole turn your head and cough thing happens? What if I need to get my prostate checked?
Believe it or not, Fred, women doctors aren't interested in you in that way. They don't care. You're a patient.
He's not. I don't think the issue is that he is worried about the doctor being turned on by his manly physique. I think he's embarrassed about being just bare naked in front of a complete strange woman.
Well, you know what? There was a time much younger when I went to the emergency room and it was a female doctor who was on duty.
Yeah.
I was in the emergency room. I didn't give a damn who was examining me. It was fine.
At that point, who cares?
If you're in a hospital, nurses are changing your bedpans. Nurses are changing your dressing. Nurses are taking care of you in every possible way.
I sure love sponge bath time.
And if you remember Seinfeld, the nurse is giving a sponge bath to the hot woman that's in the shared room next to you. Never happens.
But imagine our letter writer he's married, he's been married for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's just him and his wife.
Yeah.
No woman has ever touched that area in
first of all, you should have. First of all, Fred, you should have a regular doctor.
Yeah, yes, you should.
That's the first thing.
Yeah. And?
It could be awkward. I get that it could be awkward.
All right, so you're saying?
Man up, but it could be awkward.
You're saying he shouldn't have any problem with it. I think I would.
Why does every story we talk about always end up in one direction?
I think I don't like that band. I'd never talk about them. I think I would rather have a female doctor than a male doctor. I know my doctor when I was down in Florida. He was a young guy, and weird.
How about if your doctor was Cloris Leachman from Young Frankenstein?
Oh, she doesn't mind that I throw up on her. That's fine. All right.
But wait, there's more? There's another one?
Do we have time? Do we want to do one more?
Oh, sure.
All right,
real
quick. Guy, this one comes to Jesse. Jesse says, I just turned 32, and I'm already starting to go a little bit gray. I've got gray spots in my hair around the temples, etc.
Join the club, buddy.
So to hide it, I go to a hair salon and have my hair dyed. And I've definitely gotten some strange looks from the women at the salon when I'm sitting under that rounded heater thing reading my iPad. It's like they're judging me. Is it lame for guys in their 20s or 30s to get their hair colored?
Yes. Let the aging process happen naturally.
No, sir. If I didn't color mine, I would be 100% white. I'd be completely silver. I'm too young for that.
Really?
You got the Just for Men going over there?
I do.
Huh. You color your hair?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yes, I do.
Doesn't show. Anyways. All right. There it is. I have to go along with Chris on that one. There's nothing wrong with it. Hold on to your ute as long as you can. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We're coming right back.
Game of chess. Supposedly, men made it up, and it's about war and men and the savageness and the bravery and the genius of commanding and moving pieces. And no. It's marriage. The queen moves anywhere she wants. Picking off people. And what happens to the king? He's moving one square.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.